Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, in just a moment, I'm going to welcome to this program former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and introduce her to the listeners of Stand in the Gap Today. I want you to stay tuned. This is going to be, I believe, not only a very informational program. I think it's going to be a very convicting program, and we're going to conclude by being very spiritually uplifting in this program, all of which we need and is a part of our obligation here to you, the listeners across the country, to Stand in the Gap Today. But first, let me tell you where Dave and Gary and I are going to go today, so you have an idea of how this program, the Lord willing, is going to unfold. Let me start by saying this. When deception and lies are the rule in a culture, when the media sells its soul to the highest bidder, and when the goal of the establishment and the enemies of freedom is no longer independence through truth, but indifference through deception, we must all work harder than ever to seek the truth, to know the truth, and to stand in the gap for truth, which is really what the American Pastors Network is all about. The sad reality, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is that our nation is in a crisis. It's a truth crisis. The world simmers as we speak and appears about to explode into war. Our judicial system and others in the media proclaim good to be evil and evil to be good. And many in public office seem to support, really, the furtherance of injustice rather than justice. That's why it's my privilege to welcome now to our program one of my most respected friends, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. She obviously, as you know, is a recent candidate for president as well. And to invite her to our program to help shed some light on the truth and the major challenges facing our nation. We're going to conclude, so you know, this program with not identifying the problems, but the solutions to the threats and the problems that are before us. Congressman Michelle Bachmann, welcome to Stand in the Gap Today.
Sam, thanks so much. What a privilege to be on with your great team today.
Well, we thank you, and it is our privilege and our honor. Michelle, we have so many things to talk about. Let's start right off with this right now. I want to go with a very basic question to you. America has many problems, some more severe than others. We know that. But based on your depth of knowledge, it could be in areas of national security, international relations, which you have very developed, your understanding of Scripture, which is far greater than most, and I would say even many who stand in the pulpit. You understand prophetical events. You understand our nation's history. You bring to this equation a great perspective. This is my first question to you. All of these things put together, what is the greatest threat facing America and Christians in America today?
Well, thanks for the question. I think that I've thought about this a lot lately, and I've really come to the conclusion that the number one issue facing our country today, generally, people who are believers in Jesus Christ and those who aren't, is the loss of truth in the public square. And I'm reminded of the book of Isaiah that warns against truth being poured out in the streets. And what that means is that both personally and as a nation, we have dumped out like garbage into the street the standard of truth. Truth was the standard, the high standard, and today it's almost like truth is meaningless. It's relative. But what we have lost in the midst of all of that is our ability to be able to reason. Truth is an imperative. We have to live by truth. It's the fundamental imperative of ethics. And if we lose truth, we lose the concept of logic and law in the issue of identity. If we can't identify, for instance, those who seek to destroy us, then we've lost all ability to reason. And fundamentally, for all of us on this call, what is necessary is to maintain religious liberty in the United States. We need a rich moral soil to do that for the foundation of our country. That's the secret to America's greatness, is the rich moral soil as a foundation of our country. When we lose truth, we lose the ability to be able to identify what is destroying us, and we lose the rich moral soil from which life can emerge. This is a huge issue, and I believe that it is the pulpits of this country that can help us to reclaim truth, because right now, tragically, there are efforts within our government to enforce non-truth, lies. And I'll give you an example. In the state of Illinois, they recently passed legislation to force pastors or therapists if they're counseling on the issue of taking innocent human life with abortion, now they are going to be forced to have to give the benefits of abortion and counsel women for abortion, even if it violates their moral conscience. In the Kansas City School District, they just recently passed a resolution where they call speaking against Islam a hate crime. Well, that's
okay.
A violation of our
okay, Michelle.
Right to free speech.
Okay,
so
Michelle.
These are just some examples.
Michelle, you could go on and on this, and ladies and gentlemen, understand what Michelle is saying there. We could spend an entire program on example after example. But, Michelle, let me go to another point here. I want to get in this segment if I can. The application of truth, seeing through the levels of deception, is becoming extremely difficult. There's an article that just came out. I want you to comment on it in this first section here. The title of it is this: Powerful Evangelical Women Split from Male Church Leaders to Slam Trump. There's a picture of Beth Moore. She is a conservative evangelical woman. The article is really, it attempts to split, the whole thing is to split women from men. To me, it's almost an effort to split the family. You saw the article, I think. Can you comment on what's happening here, what we need to be, actually apply truth to help us understand what's going on?
Yeah, this is a great point. We have some very strong, well-respected Christian leaders, people that I have great respect for, who are coming out now against Donald Trump because of the highly offensive things he said on a video from 11 years ago. There may be more videos that come out between now and the election. But what is bizarre to me is that we have two choices, only two choices, because legally Donald Trump cannot be removed from the ballot. We have two choices. Hillary Clinton, at the debate on Sunday night, said that she will defend and stand up for Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade is responsible for the direct murder of 60 to 65 million unborn American human beings. Hillary Clinton is the chief defender who will continue the slaughter of abortion in the United States. She also went to the annual meeting of Planned Parenthood and declared her fidelity to that organization and said that she will personally ensure that Planned Parenthood continues to receive $500 million annually. Now, this is an organization that sells cut-up baby body parts. So there's a very clear distinction here. If we don't support Donald Trump, we're going to get a woman who's going to stand for the wanton destruction of human life.
All right, Michelle Bachmann, former Congressman Michelle Bachmann, thank you for these comments so far. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back in the next segment after these breaks, we're going to pick up on this discussion that we're just talking about right now, and we're going to move to the geopolitical changes because we've got world events that are happening that affect us in America as well. We're going to cover that in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God in His works. They teach critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K-12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers' editions assure that instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and ultimately create new solutions. And that's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
This is your host, Sam Rohr. When it comes to financial stewardship, wills, and tax estate planning, you can trust the Life Financial Group, one of our Stand in the Gap Today radio sponsors. The Life Financial Group has worked alongside believers across America for nearly 40 years, providing counsel and biblical direction to Christians so they can provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Call the Life Financial Group today at 800-688-5800 for a free copy of Protecting Yourself from Fraud. That's 800-688-5800.
The 15th Amendment, Section 1. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
On October 11th, 1798, President John Adams addressed a letter to the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Division of Massachusetts. "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Last month, the school board for the Pine Richland School District in western Pennsylvania voted to ensure that locker rooms, showers, and bathrooms in their schools would remain sex segregated, meaning boys in the boys' room and girls with the girls. Now they face a federal lawsuit to force those facilities open to those of the opposite sex who identify otherwise. This is the sort of battle going on in school districts across our state and nation, fostered by what we think is an unlawful edict by the Obama administration. These are the kinds of battles our Independence Law Center engages in on behalf of common sense values that protect personal privacy and religious liberty. I hope you'll consider supporting our Independence Law Center. And there's still time to register for our Friends of the Family Banquet in Hershey, Friday, October 21st. For ticket information or to make a contribution, go to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1. That's 1-800-FAMILY-1.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
We're going to go back now to our special guest, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and join Dave and Gary with me today on the program. Michelle, I brought up in that last segment, you commented just briefly, but I want to go back to that before we go just to the geopolitical changes and the challenges. This article that just appeared is going to be a matter of discussion across the evangelical circles. It's going to be a matter of discussion in homes across this country because there is this picture of someone who is very highly respected, Beth Moore. And as I read this article that was in the Daily Beast today, it didn't actually quote her as saying what this article says, and I do not know whether she supports it or not, but they sure did make an attempt to try and position women against men and to try and to divide evangelicals relative to this election. Sometimes as men, it's difficult for us to know sometimes how to deal with, we can deal with the matters of truth on these kinds of things, but here's a woman highly respected. What should the listeners are in our audience today, the women who have high respect for Beth Moore as an example, how should they interpret this or hear what is likely going to be increasingly occurring in media across the country about this split that they're trying to call it to be, split between evangelical men and women? Put this into perspective, can you please?
Yeah, I can. Thanks so much for bringing this up, as a matter of fact, because this is crucial. Early voting is going on now across the United States, and women are a crucial voting bloc. This is an attempt to divide the Christian family and the Christian home by appealing to some of the worst instincts. And what they're trying to do is suggest that Christian women are turning away from Donald Trump because of gross comments he made 11 years ago. But here's the point. The point is, with Hillary Clinton, she is a known individual who will continue to support abortion on demand. But let's also realize Bill Clinton, the husband of Hillary Clinton, committed criminal sexual assault against numerous women, it is alleged, including rape. There is no comparison between untoward comments by Donald Trump and Bill Clinton, who women were sitting in that debate audience who came forward very bravely and made the claim, not just recently, but years ago in real time when it happened, that they were either raped or criminally assaulted by Bill Clinton. This is serious information. But there are liberals who want to make sure that Hillary Clinton wins and that Donald Trump loses. And one tact that they see that they could do is to separate Christian women and appeal to them because Donald Trump made crude, lewd remarks. He absolutely did. He also agrees that what he said was wrong, and he's apologized for it. There is no even comparable difference. There's no similarity between what Donald Trump said 11 years ago and what Bill Clinton did, and that is criminally assault women, and he's never paid the price for it. Is sexual assault against women a big issue? You bet it is. And the best thing that Christian men can do is make sure that Hillary Clinton does not become president, and the best thing that Christian women can do is make sure that Hillary Clinton does not become president, because we have to realize Christians are the largest voting bloc in the United States. Christians, evangelicals in particular, will be the ones who determine if Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. Hillary Clinton will continue the anti-biblical agenda that she has always stood for. Whereas Donald Trump has already released a list of only pro-life judges that he will support, he will be the best chance that we have of defeating Roe versus Wade. And I believe that Hillary Clinton will set a standard in this country that will lead to even more sexual assaults against women, because she will be setting an anti-biblical agenda.
So Michelle,
reach out to women.
So, Michelle, you're saying women, be aware of this divisional effort that is occurring. Even though there's faces on there, may respect whether or not they're fully involved or not, we don't know. But the intent to divide the American family, to divide Christian evangelical homes, is a strategy of the left, of the devil. Watch it. Be very careful and understand that not voting, which is the only thing you're left with, not voting is, in fact, a vote for a Hillary Clinton ticket, which will be all about the destruction of all the things that we love and appreciate about our freedom and so forth. So I'm just going to summarize that quickly. Michelle, I need to go on with you. Let's go to the geopolitical now. We've got big issues happening overseas. You sure can.
Okay, one thing I want to say is in the article that you brought up, they talk about sojourners. People need to know that Hillary Clinton supporter George Soros, an international billionaire, has supported ways to get into the Christian community to divide us. So I believe this is an effort by Hillary Clinton supporter George Soros through Sojourners and other so-called Christian organizations to divide us. These are lies. We as Christians need to recognize this is a lie and a deception. We need to wake up and resist these lies.
All right. Thank you for saying that. That's very, very critical. Let me go to one other question here right now, if I can. And this revolves around geopolitical events that are happening around the world. What's the biggest threat that has happened and that's occurred in this last 7 years of Barack Obama? Geopolitical, that is the greatest threat facing America, Christians in America, freedom in America right now. What would you say it is?
The greatest threat is the fact that the United States of America has moved away from its solid position of supporting the Jewish state of Israel to now, for the very first time since 1948, under Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the United States has become literally anti-Israel, and we have moved away from our support of the Jewish state. This comes with terrible consequences. And the way that the United States did that more than any other, Sam, is the fact that the United States led all the nations of the world in July of 2015 at the UN Security Council in a UN resolution whereby we backed Iran for getting nuclear weapons. Hillary Clinton lied to the American people when she said the Iranian agreement froze Iran and stopped them from developing nuclear weapons. It's just the opposite. I served on the Intelligence Committee in the United States Congress. We dealt with the classified secrets of our nation. I will tell you, Barack Obama putting $150 billion into the hands of Iran, the chief state sponsor of terrorism in the world, only enriched them to be able to develop nuclear weapons. You and I could talk for the next 20 minutes about the various specifics of what Barack Obama did, but suffice it to say, he allowed Iran to continue their development program for nuclear weapons. And as a matter of fact, I read a story this morning that Iran now wants to work with our NASA program in the United States so they can get into space. Why do they want to get into space? They want to get into space so that they can launch satellites so that they can then direct their nuclear weapons. They already have missiles that can reach Israel to wipe Israel out. What Iran intends to do is to have the ability to threaten to annihilate American cities. That's been their goal from the beginning. The Ayatollahs have stated this since 1979. Their goal is the annihilation of the United States. Death to Israel, death to the United States. Israel, they call the little Satan. America, they call the big Satan. So what Barack Obama has done is to enrich Iran and allow them to be capable of realizing their dream of not only wiping out Israel, but of wiping out American cities. That's how devastating this is, Sam. That's why people have to wake up that are listening to this show today and recognize there's no going back on this.
Once Michelle, let me jump in and ask this question.
Use them against us.
Michelle, this is Dave. Let me quickly ask this question as a follow-up. One of the things that has set apart the platforms of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party this time, is the strikingly biblical nature of the Republican platform, one of the planks of which is solid support for the nation of Israel. I would love for you in the 45 seconds or so we have before we have to go to the break to comment on how strong the GOP platform is with respect to Israel this time around.
We've never had a more conservative or a more biblical platform. It is the best platform we've ever had. And it's also important for your listeners to know that the party that wins office implements that platform, not perfectly, but certainly more than three-fourths of the time. And so if we want to have a country that stands with Israel, and according to Genesis 12, we will be blessed by standing with Israel or cursed if we don't stand with Israel, then we need to make sure that we elect that candidate. In this case, it would be Donald Trump, who has pledged support for Israel, versus a Hillary Clinton, whose party is now decidedly anti-Israel. That alone, to me, says the United States will be in the crosshairs for blessing or cursing. Under Barack Obama, I believe our country has come in the crosshairs of cursing. Hillary Clinton will continue that. That alone is sufficient reason to stand with Donald Trump, whether we totally like him or not. That alone is a sufficient reason to keep her out of the White House.
Dave, Gary, and Michelle, thank you for your comments here today. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the matter of the internet, because as you all remember, last Friday at midnight on the 30th, actually, of September, the internet was transferred out of U.S. control. The impacts are significant. We have a theme of truth going through this program. and the nature of it. We're going to talk about that with former Congressman Michelle Bachmann when we return after the news and the update here. Just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Donald Trump's been on Twitter today writing that disloyal Republicans are far more difficult than crooked Hillary, and it's so nice the shackles have been taken off.
The candidate is incensed that Republican lawmakers have been rescinding their endorsements. There's a tweet saying Democrats are more loyal to each other than Republicans are. And another, he calls House Speaker Paul Ryan a weak and ineffective leader, referring to the conference call that Ryan used to urge members to do what's best for them to help keep the House and Senate under Republican control.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Rescue teams in eastern North Carolina are trying to reach everyone trapped in flooding from Hurricane Matthew, with some rivers still rising.
There are going to be conditions during the next 72 hours which will be extremely dangerous.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, 26 deaths are blamed on the storm in the U.S., 14 in North Carolina. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WFYL. Hey, Grandma, can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would make this your one and only project, you could change the country. But we can only make this change if we're willing to stand together. Learn more about federal Common Core and Pennsylvania Core standards and call your representatives today. Ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to PARestoringEducation.org or call Richard at 484-678-2236. This message brought to you by Pennsylvanians Restoring Education.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to continue now with our guest, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. And we talked at the beginning of the program about the greatest threat facing America today is the matter of truth, how it has been thrown over our shoulders, trampled in the street, and we have and are dominated by deception all around us. That's what Congressman Michelle Bachmann made very clear at the beginning, and we're continuing this thread as we're going through, which leads us, Michelle, to this next question relative to the Internet. Now, many folks are following this program on the Internet. The Internet we all use, it's a matter of what everybody's using today. It's been a great gift to the world, but something dramatic has changed to who oversees the Internet, and I perceive that there's a great threat to truth. Tell us briefly what has happened to the transfer of control of the Internet and why it happened, and then Gary will come back and have some other questions for you on the implications of it. But why, what happened, and who precipitated it?
Well, this was a unilateral move made by President Obama. He did not have to do this. The Internet was created in the United States by the United States. We have been a very good steward of the Internet, and it has allowed, as everyone knows, unfettered communication and also a great deal of economic commerce happening over the internet. Barack Obama, on his own, decided to give up the control of domain names on the internet to this UN international body called ICON. Well, now you've got actors like Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, who will be like salivating wolves at the table. They're certainly not going to act like well-behaved, gloved debaters at the Oxford Debating Society when they talk about the use of the internet. We know in their own countries, they've already imposed censorship on speech, but also I believe that the UN will use this ability over the internet as a revenue source. We may see them decide that they're going to essentially tax all of us so that when we use the internet, we'll have to pay for it. I think that's the two problems we're looking at with Barack Obama giving up one of the most valuable resources we've ever had, the internet, to the UN. I think we will see censorship. We know that the largest voting bloc in the UN is the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperative. And under Islamic Sharia law, part of Islamic law is that you cannot say anything against Islam. It's called blaspheming the prophet. Barack Obama famously said to the UN in September 25th, 2012, the future does not belong to those who insult the prophet, meaning Muhammad. So now the UN will have control over the internet, and I believe what we will see is censorship of speech, and I also believe that they will potentially use the internet as a revenue stream, because the two reasons why we haven't seen global government through the UN is because the UN doesn't have a standing army that's a viable standing army, and the second thing they don't have is a revenue stream. This could be that revenue stream that they want. For years, they've used this phony global warming issue in order to create a revenue stream because they wanted to tax our use of energy globally and send that money to the UN. That hasn't gone over. That hasn't happened. And I think this may be the next vehicle. So whether Barack Obama intended it or not, this is one of the greatest losses that the United States has sustained in modern times. And I believe that it would be then a lack of our ability to be able to get the gospel and to get the truth out on the internet.
You know, that's a very interesting statement that you made there, Michelle. This is Gary. And again, we do appreciate the insight that God has given you and that you communicate to our people across the nation on a consistent basis. But talking about the internet, you mentioned that the United Nations will be controlling the internet now, and of course that will prohibit us from getting out the gospel in a clear way, a free way, that we have been doing for many, many years up to this point. But let me try to bring this into a biblical, prophetic, spiritual picture, if I may. Can you see this control of the internet by the United Nations as a move by Satan himself toward the establishment and the control of one world government, and how we as Christians today should be concerned about that and how we should approach that in our day-by-day living?
Well, I think, again, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that I want to encourage your listeners to read Zechariah 12, where the entire world turns against Israel. I think that happened in July of 12, and it's ongoing and strengthening. I think we need to look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, where never before have we seen a coming together of a military alliance between Russia and Iran. It hasn't happened in recorded human history, but it's now happened since September 30th of 2015. And in the last 2 months, Turkey has joined that alliance. That has never happened before. And if your listeners read Ezekiel 38 and 39 and look at the nations that are mentioned, it doesn't say modern-day Russia or modern-day Turkey, but the geographical areas they're referring to are modern-day Russia and modern-day Turkey, including modern-day Iran, as well as Libya, Yemen, Ethiopia, Sudan. These countries are coming together now, and it's never happened before. So what this should do is, rather than causing fear in us, it doesn't cause us fear. It causes us to rejoice that the Bible is true, just like when Israel returned to its land in 1948 and the Jewish people returned to the land, that was one of the greatest proofs of biblical prophecy that we have seen in modern times. Now we're seeing what the prophets, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, what the prophets foretold. They said that they longed to live in the days that you and I live in, because that is when prophetic events would come together for the end of the age and Christ's return. So rather than fearing the plans that man has, this is a time for us to fear the Lord more than ever. And I believe that the internet moving into the control of the hands of the UN, where we know the majority of the nations are Islamic nations, we know that this very likely would put about an ability to control message by a UN authority, and it could potentially be one of the strongest tools that will bring about global governance. Now, again, it take us to the Bible.
That's right. And it's interesting, Michelle, and I appreciate that explanation. It's very interesting to me that in all that you've said up to this point, a lot of this has transpired under the Barack Obama administration. Isn't that just an interesting observation?
Yes, it is. And I think that Barack Obama has spent his time very actively in not only fundamentally transforming the United States, he has fundamentally transformed the world. But he's transformed us away from freedom, away from liberty, away from biblical values, and he has turned us towards the establishment of a one-world government and a one-world order, economically and also politically. And I think that, again, by handing over transfer of the UN or of the Internet to the UN, that is controlling the means of communication. So that those of us who believe in biblical values and in the values of freedom, it will be far more challenging for us to be able to speak to one another. But again, we serve a sovereign God. And we read in Psalms 1 and in Psalms 2 that God sits on his throne and he laughs at the mockers and the scoffers. And all the nations of the world conspire against our holy God. And yet this sovereign God has our times in our hands, in his hands. And so we who are believers, who are here on this earth, our admonition is to occupy until he comes. I believe that this upcoming election in November is extremely important. We can't sit this out. We have to be engaged. We have to understand that for the first time in the last 40 years, Russia is now calling the shots. A godless communist nation is calling the shots in the Middle East. The United States, for the first time in 40-some years, actually in 60-some years, 68 years, the United States has pulled back its protective shield against Israel. Just in this last week, Russia has pulled out of a nuclear treaty. And Russia essentially called for kicking out the United States against out of Syria. This last Saturday, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel called our United States Secretary of State, John Kerry. And Prime Minister Netanyahu asked for assurance from John Kerry that the Obama administration would stand with Israel and not divide Israel from the land. That has been our position since 1948. For the very first time, John Kerry said, because there's concern that Barack Obama, after the election, will allow the UN to divide Israel from its own land, its biblical lands of Judea, Samaria, and instead give those lands to the Palestinian Authority, which is a terrorist state, and would force Jews from the biblical lands to leave forcibly out of Judea, Samaria. John Kerry would not maintain our traditional opinion. This is very, very concerning, and I believe would bring great harm to the United States.
Congressman Michelle Bachmann, thank you for that great, great information. Ladies and gentlemen, it does bear down on this election. It does make a difference if we vote for one side or the other side, and if we don't vote at all. And when we come back, we're going to go to solutions, civic and biblical solutions. And one of them I'm going to ask Congressman Michelle Bachmann is it justifiable for someone to say, I don't really like either of the candidates, I'm not going to vote? We're going to answer that when we come right back.
This is your host, Sam Rohr. When it comes to financial stewardship, wills, and tax estate planning, you can trust the Life Financial Group, one of our Stand in the Gap Today radio sponsors. The Life Financial Group has worked alongside believers across America for nearly 40 years, providing counsel and biblical direction to Christians so they can provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Call the Life Financial Group today at 800-688-5800 for a free copy of Protecting Yourself from Fraud. That's 800-688-5800.
Pray for this nation in our time of need and our leadership crisis. He will be the stability of your times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. That's Isaiah 33:6.
Hello, this is Sam Rohr. Although the term Christian education doesn't occur in the Bible, it does speak of the moral and spiritual instruction of children. It places a high value on knowledge, both of God and His works. It describes the moral and spiritual fruits of this knowledge and defines its ultimate purpose, the growth of your child in godliness of character and action. That's why we suggest you consider BJU Press K-12 materials. Your child's a unique individual created for a specific purpose. Proper instruction that includes the Bible and the relational influence of godly teachers produces a pure heart and a willing mind. The Bible calls that success. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. They teach critical thinking skills and keep your child engaged and excited about learning. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4, 1801.
There are over 42,000 cyber school students in Pennsylvania. Miss Philadelphia 2015 was a 2009 graduate of Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. Athletes, actors, musicians, scholars, and community leaders appreciate the flexible schedule cyber school offers so they can pursue their passions, become independent learners, critical thinkers, and empowered leaders. Learn more today. Visit www.palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785. That's www.palcs.org for Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School.
PA Leadership Charter School. Lead, don't follow.
I'm Jan Markell, helping you understand the times.
But realistically, you want to read the people. You're going to learn a whole lot more if you understand where that individual comes from, what they've done, and perhaps most importantly, what they want to do.
People continually ask, who is the right candidate? And I say, both candidates are flawed people. However, we need to choose one, so how do we make that choice? My advice is simple, since it seems that neither candidate is a stellar choice. I would vote for the party whose platform seems to be the most moral in principle. I would also vote for the party that supports legislation that is in keeping with our Constitution and will support the right of religious freedom. Don't let the candidates keep you from voting. There is more at stake than just a couple of flawed candidates. Make sure you vote. For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back, and we're going to go to that question that I set up on the other side in just a minute to Michelle, and that is whether or not voting is something that should be done? And I'm going to phrase that question very carefully in just a minute. But, Dave, you had a question that was burning. You wanted to follow up very quickly to Michelle. Would you pose that first before I pose that question to her?
Be delighted to Sam. Michelle, you made a statement about all of this factoring into a prophetic scheme. You cited Ezekiel 38 and 39, which, of course, we talk about on this program on a very frequent and regular basis. There are some out there listening, and I get this question as an itinerant evangelist traveling around the nation. Well, you know, if all of this is factoring into an end time scenario, then why fight against it? Why even vote for someone that is going to be nationalistic, as in the case of Donald Trump, as opposed to a globalist? Why even fight against it? Because we may be fighting against the grand scheme of God anyway. What would you say to people who would bring up that argument and basically crusade for passivity, non-involvement?
Well, God does have a plan, but Satan has a plan too. And I believe that Satan is afoot. He realizes that his time is very short on this earth. And we are told to occupy until the Lord comes. We should be about our Father's business. We should be planting trees, having children, marrying, going about our business, evangelizing. For whatever time we have on this earth, we need to be about our Father's business. And that means when this election is coming up, which I think is one of the most vital elections this country has ever had, we need to make sure that we are voting for the candidate and the platform that stands for biblical moral values more than any other. Two flawed candidates, yes. But again, remember, after this election is over, the first Tuesday of November, our President Obama is very likely to completely abandon Israel by dividing Israel from its biblical land. The next president will have a great deal to do with that. I believe that a Donald Trump could and would stop that from happening. Hillary Clinton would not. It's that simple. That's just one thing that we have to consider, because the United States has been under blessing. We absolutely have been blessed by a holy God. But when we touch his hand, then things happen when it comes to touching the people of Israel. And I'd refer you to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 25:14. God punished the Babylonians in proportion to the suffering that they caused to God's people. We need to recognize and take this very soberly and very seriously. This isn't just one issue that's like any other. This is a very different issue. And we need to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House because of what I believe that Barack Obama will do in separating Israel from the land.
Michelle, that's a tremendous tremendous answer. And I'm going to pose to you a question that follows up on that, that sets up what I asked beforehand about those who say they may not vote. And I want to phrase this very carefully, because I know that there are listeners out there. Some are not informed. Some are very informed. Some have come to a position, they say, I don't like either candidate because they're both flawed. Or there are some who say, as a matter of conscience, that I cannot vote for either one, and I'm going to put it in God's hands. Now, Michelle, that's a theological issue. That's a practical issue. That's a real-life, though, issue that's facing people across the country. And I have tried to be very careful on this program. We've said, just because you take one position does not mean that you're not a Christian. We got to be very careful about that. But how do you approach those who perhaps at this point are saying, I really, before the Lord, have looked at both candidates. I don't like either one of them. And I am leaning towards saying, I'm just going to have put this in God's hands, and I'm just going to go by faith and not vote. Can you address that? Because that's what a lot of people are thinking.
Well, all of life is putting things in God's hands, but we still make decisions, and we are accountable before the Lord for the decisions that we make. And if we do not vote, that is voting, because not voting is voting for Hillary Clinton. I'll just be clear. We already know that there is incredible voter fraud at the voting booth now. People who are illegal aliens are being brought in, and they're voting. We have ballot box stuffing, and we have early balloting where false ballots are going in. So This is absolutely a war of two different viewpoints, and one is determined they're going to win. And we need to make it, and I think that's the side that will bring harm to our country. We are given volition. We are given the ability to make a decision and influence others. And yes, these are two flawed choices. Mankind is, we are in a fallen state. I am not saying, none of us are standing up and saying that Donald Trump is the greatest thing that's happened since Ronald Reagan. All I know is that we have two choices and that's it. And I'm not going to sit this out. I am not going to not vote and think somehow that's moral to make that choice. I don't believe it is. I think the moral choice is to make sure that we don't have more abortions. We don't continue to fund unbiblical behavior. I want to make sure that 8-year-old girls can go into a girl bathroom and not have to deal with maybe 3 19-year-old men who might be hiding out in her bathroom, or my 85-year-old mother who would go into a girl's bathroom and find a 56-year-old perverted man in there. That's the current icky world we live in. Hillary Clinton is going to continue that. And with everything within me as a believer in Jesus Christ, I am appealing to believers to not sit this one out. Because recognize, there are malevolent forces who are dumping loads of money in right now into this election to keep Christians home. That's their goal. Because they realize Christians will change this election forever into the future. And we have to answer for what we do. I am not here saying that vouching for Donald Trump's spirituality or anything like that. I'm not. I'm being very honest about the choices that we have. But I also see, as someone who has run for president, as someone who has served in the United States Congress, we don't get perfection. We get what we have. That's pragmatism. And we go with the best that is out there. Let's go with the best that is out there. And I will tell you, there are strong biblical believers right now who are speaking into that Trump campaign. That is not happening on Hillary's side. It is happening on the Trump side. The best hope that we have is to make sure that Donald Trump is elected, and then we work with him. Now, we have zero chance with Hillary Clinton of turning this country. Zero. Zero chance. We have a chance with Donald Trump. And that's what I'm saying. We've got to go with what we have. Because we have to answer to subsequent generations, our children and grandchildren, for this vote and what we do at this time. And as we look at this sliding off the cliff that our country is doing morally, what are we going to say to them? And so that's why I am doing everything I can in this election to make sure that we elect the one that I think of the two is the best choice.
And Michelle, you did make a comment to me. We only have just a few seconds left, but you also said that really everything we do should be by faith. And even if all Christians go out and vote for the ticket that is more constitutional and biblical, the Trump-Pence campaign, even then we are operating by faith because the Lord himself is going to have to intervene in this race. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today. Michelle Bachman, thank you for blessing us on this program today with your input. God bless you and all that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today to Stand in the Gap Today. This is Sam Rohr with David Kistler and Gary Dahl. And we hope that you take this today. You can pick it up again on our archives on standinthegapradio.com. Be with us tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Until then, Stand in the Gap for truth.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. A quote from James Madison.
Live from beautiful West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFY.